This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An explosion at a Texas chemical plant forces evacuations and shatters windows 40 miles away overnight. At least three people now listed as injured. The number is expected to rise. This man says he lives nearby and kind of knew what it was when it happened.
Having lived around the refineries all these years, was that there had to have been an explosion.
It's Thanksgiving Travel Wednesday, and a heavy snowstorm has stranded over 1,000 travelers at Denver International Airport. There could be a replay today at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, as the storm will then dump snow across the Midwest, and a new storm is blowing in off the Pacific today. President Trump calling three service members accused or convicted of war crimes that he pardoned earlier this month great warriors, speaking about them at a campaign rally in Florida last night. This is USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit ancestry.com/health.
More on the president's rally in Florida last night, saying to a crowd in Sunrise that America is stronger than ever and that that state, Florida, will be key to defeating Democrats in 2020.
The crazy Democrats are going down in a landslide, and that landslide is going to start here in the great state of Florida.
The anonymous White House official who wrote that scathing New York Times op-ed last year and a behind-the-scenes book published last week says there's no doubt the president did demand a quid pro quo from Ukraine. The official hosting an Ask Me Anything interview on Reddit yesterday, saying that they're sure Trump withheld military aid from Ukraine to leverage an investigation into Joe Biden, the issue that's at the center of the ongoing House impeachment inquiry. A group called the Calorie Control Council says the average American will eat more than 3,000 calories on Thanksgiving Day. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida authorities are investigating whether an online ad that appeared to be offering an infant for sale is legitimate. It was posted to Craigslist last week, offering a two-week-old baby for $500, with a four-year-old sister thrown in for free, the supposed seller claiming to work for the state's Department of Children and Families. The department says so far it has spoken to one suspect who is denying involvement. For supermarkets, today is what's called Turkey Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. It's when stores usually see around twice the foot traffic of a normal day. A lot of customers will be looking for those last-minute side dishes or those one or two ingredients they forgot for something they're making at home. Meanwhile, looking ahead a couple of holidays, the lineup for one of the most famous New Year's Eve shows on TV is set. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Singer Ciara, actor Billy Porter, and actress Lucy Hale will be hosting Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve in December. Producers announced it on Twitter and said they will join Ryan Seacrest to host the New Year's Rockin' Eve parties. Hale, 30, will co-host the New York Bash with Seacrest in Times Square. Ciara will host the Hollywood party in Los Angeles, and Porter will host a bash in New Orleans. The special airs live on ABC.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, how you doing, America? Hey, just so close to the holidays. They're coming at us at full speed. And with today being the day before Thanksgiving, the warnings are out. Be careful out there because, you know, people are after turkeys. It must be the yams, let's speak. I think that's what it is. People freak out over yams. There's just something about it.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Almost Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, always good to have time with you and to be able to talk about all this fun stuff. And back to you and your family. You got great plans for the holidays?
Everyone's coming home, which I cannot be more excited about. And, you know, we have a baby in the family now.
Yes.
So that's enormous fun. Don't think the baby will be eating Thanksgiving turkey, but otherwise we're in great shape. Thank you.
But I said that baby's going to be handed off from one set of arms to another nonstop, right?
That is true.
I know the drill. Well, I like what Brett Hume, I lost my spotty for just a moment, what he had to say this morning in his tweet. He says, the difference between Mike Bloomberg and Elizabeth Warren is that Bernie Sanders is that Bloomberg is trying to buy the election with his money. Warren and Sanders are trying to buy it with yours.
Bloomberg is trying to, yeah.
Yes.
No, I thought that was actually brilliant, and I retweeted it. And, of course, he's right. And I have a piece that just went, up at the Hill this morning, explaining how it is that Mike Bloomberg actually could buy the nomination. He can't buy the election, but he could buy the nomination, and here's why. I think people are astounded that somebody is jumping into the race this late in the day, and they're sort of confused by how he could catch up, et cetera, how his money, $52 billion, and he's willing to spend a lot of it, could actually put him forward in this race. And here's how. I think it's quite interesting. As we all know, he's not going to participate in the early states, New Hampshire and Nevada, South Carolina and Iowa. Instead, he's going to spend $30 million or so on ads, already doing that, introducing himself really to the country because, yes, he's known, very much known, of course, in New York where he was mayor and on the West Coast where he has spent a lot of time. But the rest of the country really doesn't know him very well. But here's the game. So if you have four solid contenders, Buttigieg, Warren, Sanders, and Biden, all still in the race, all still well-financed, and you have a fifth come in, increasingly it looks like you will not have a majority ascribed to any one of those candidates in round one of voting at the Democratic Convention. That's really what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
All of them have enough money to keep campaigning until next July when Democrats will meet in Wisconsin. And what Bloomberg is counting on, and I think rightly so, is that the $65 million he spent in the 2016 cycle and the $100 million he spent in 2018, has won him an awful lot of party officials, elected representatives, activists, all those people who, guess what, turn out to be the superdelegates who on round two of voting can basically pick the nominee.
Exactly.
So round one, if Elizabeth Warren gets a majority of the votes on round one, she'll be the nominee. But increasingly, that just doesn't look to be happening. Nobody mm-hmm. has really surged out of the pack. You know, Biden has a huge lead in South Carolina. But remember that Democrat primaries are all proportional. There's no winner take all. So Biden will win the lion's share of South Carolina delegates. But that's not to say Elizabeth Warren won't go away with 5 or 10 or whatever. So it's really it's an unusual circumstance, certainly,
mm-hmm.
partly because you have so many candidates, credible candidates, who are being funded so lavishly. And also because they changed the rules after the 2016 election when Bernie Sanders followers were irate that Hillary mm-hmm. Could have been elected with superdelegates, you know, right off the bat, basically.
Right. And rightfully so.
And rightfully so. I mean, that was an unfair setup. And those superdelegates, you know, Bernie Sanders went out and won delegates through hard work. And that's what's happening now, Elizabeth mm-hmm. Warren. So the real question, Bill, let's suppose Bloomberg wins the nomination. My view is that the Sanders and Warren people are so affronted by this because he embodies everything they hate, right? A billionaire
exactly.
taking his money to win the nomination.
Right.
I don't know that they'll vote for Trump. In 2016, an amazing percentage, somewhere between 6 and 12% of Bernie Sanders followers actually did vote for Trump. But probably a bigger number stayed home. And my view would be, you know, you just don't get that big excitement leading up to the election. The only excitement would be people hating Donald Trump. But I think for a lot of communities, particularly the black community that doesn't like Bloomberg, I think they just say, hey, you know, I'm doing pretty well. I think I'm just going to sit this one out.
Exactly. Well, what you're projecting, and many agree with you, even Mike Wallace is kind of chomping at the bit and hoping for a contested Democratic convention. That may be the trajectory that it's on because of the bifurcation, as you just outlined here right now. The votes are being divided up, and
yeah.
Even so much so that some are looking into the crystal ball and they're seeing Michelle Obama.
Well, that's been talked about. Remember, I had a piece out several weeks ago about that. And mm-hmm. because a person who's pretty plugged into Washington told me that, in fact, Democrats are literally begging her to enter the race. And so put yourself in Michelle Obama's shoes. I mean, obviously, it's pretty cool to be president.
Right.
On the other hand, they're making a fortune. I mean, they have raked in tens of millions of dollars, both of them, through book deals, the Netflix arrangements, all this kind of stuff. And the question really is, after 8 years of being in the White House and clearly not being a big fan of that life, why would she do this to herself? She is going to have 30, 40 years of being a revered woman in America, you know, a sort of iconic black woman who has sort of won the hearts and minds of millions and millions of Americans. Why would you do that to yourself? I really can't imagine why.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. And she doesn't seem to have. I mean, we all have ego, and anybody at that level, when you are, you know, that close to power or you're in power, that's a tough thing to let go. You know, can it transcend? It didn't transcend very well from Bill to Hillary. And you know, is she? You know, right now, there's one thing. In terms of people's imagination and an illusion of your popularity, but when you actually get into a contest and yeah. you see the true measure of it all, then you could lose a lot of charm in the process, could you not?
No question. No question about it. I mean, right now it seems like a really golden ticket, but I agree with you. Once you get down in the mud, everybody gets muddy. And I just think it would be a horror. If I were she, there wouldn't be any thought about it at all. I don't mm-hmm. think she, like Hillary, has this unquenched thirst to be even more powerful. Michelle Obama's pretty powerful as it is, but
exactly.
You know, there's no really knowing people's hearts. Maybe they will you know, maybe it'll come down to Democrats being so desperate to beat Donald Trump that they make it impossible for her to say no. I don't know how they do that, but it's possible.
And, of course, the suggestion that Barack Obama, the fact that he has withheld any kind of endorsement, especially for his former vice president, that maybe that's one of the reasons, because once he endorses Joe, it's going to be hard-pressed to come back and endorse his wife,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I think so. He's not going to endorse Joe. If he were going to do that, he would have done it by now. I think.
Got to go to break. Okay. We'll be back with more.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is sponsored by BNY Mellon Investment Management. When it comes to fixed income investments, many Americans are left seeing question marks instead of dollar signs. BNY Mellon Investment Management launched a national research study in October 2019, revealing the vast majority of surveyed Americans do not understand fixed income investing, with only 8% able to accurately identify it. As the baby boomer generation enters its retirement years, an understanding of fixed income solutions has never been more important to help those achieve their financial goals. BNY Mellon's Inside Investment Portfolio Manager, Gautam Khanna.
Investors' needs change over time, especially as they approach their retirement years and begin relying on their investments to provide them with a steady income. As the third largest fixed income manager in the world, BNY Mellon Investment Management manages a full breadth of fixed income solutions through its 8 investment firms.
For more, visit im.bnymellon.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
In an
independent we are every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Liz Peek continues. Liz's featured article that we were talking about at The Hill, go to thehill.com. Michael Bloomberg could indeed buy the Democratic primary and big down payments at the midterms, right, Liz?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, there are just dozens, thousands of representatives and party officials who owe Mike Bloomberg. And those are the people who become superdelegates. I think people haven't really kind of put together how all this works. But as I say, I put a piece out this morning at The Hill, and it kind of goes into that.
It really is brilliant the way he did. And then we're talking about his rollout and his messaging, you know, $30 million plus that he has invested in the rollout of his campaign. You know, I saw the ad and I'm thinking, so what? I mean, what is it that you're talking about? I mean, you're going to do, we've got a robust economy. That's not what we're getting from the mainstream media, but it's hard to deny the facts, right?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there's a pattern that has emerged that the results, the reports on the economy are generally better than expected. Why is that? Because the media spends all their time downplaying every good thing that happens. I mean, it is not an accident that Democrats know, and the mainstream media, mostly Democrats, know that the thing that will put Donald Trump back in office is that people are better off than they were 4 years ago. There is simply no denying that. And the latest read on that, the third quarter GDP, was just revised upwards to 2.1%. It had been under 2%. And, you know, guess what? That's a big shocker to everybody, except it shouldn't be, because retail sales, wait, really, it is amazing to me. We were talking about retail sales going into the fourth quarter, and as you know, for a lot of businesses, the holiday season is absolutely
this is the time. Exactly.
Yes, and I was pointing out that people are revising upwards their retail sales numbers for the fourth quarter, and people are like, "Well, that can't be." You know, I was like, "Yeah, it can be," because consumer sentiment is extremely elevated. People are still very optimistic about their own and the economy's prospects. And something that doesn't get talked about enough, there is a significant wealth effect on spending. When your IRA is up 30% or your stock portfolio or whatever, you feel like loosening the purse.
Exactly.
A little bit.
I call it the balance in the checkbook. When the balance in the checkbook is high, hey, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And that's where we are. I think we're going to have a very good holiday season. I think it'll beat expectations because expectations are constantly drummed down too low.
Right.
And so that's extremely good news for small businesses and just for American consumer. And you know, all this concern about manufacturing, it is real. Manufacturing has trended down, I think in part because inventories were pretty high in the beginning of the year. But
exactly.
At some point, if consumers keep buying stuff, somebody's going to have to make stuff. So I think manufacturing will start to bottom and then presumably turn up a little.
Exactly. You imagine right now, if we were in this season, well, first of all, we wouldn't have this kind of robust economy. But under a Warren or a Bernie Sanders, even a Joe Biden economy, we wouldn't have this kind of spending taking place. I mean, the kind of policies that they're presenting, Liz, I mean, it would devastate our economy. And the other thing to note here, quite in contrast to the previous administration, where every time there was a follow-up report and there was an asterisk on it, it always had to be adjusted down almost consistently. I think except for one time under Trump, the asterisks and the adjustments always increase. What does that tell you?
Well, I think it just talks about momentum and sort of the underlying strength of the economy. I think it's better. For example, I think the jobs market and wages are better than people actually think, because one of the things that's going on, when you have a million more jobs out there than people seeking jobs, an awful lot of people, we see this in the quits number, are quitting and moving to a better job. That's what happens when you have a robust economy.
It's upgrade time. Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the other thing I've written recently, not to toot my own horn, is a piece about the impeachment process and how it's been such a complete bust for Democrats. And there are a number of ways you can kind of measure that. One is the polling. I'm sure you've talked about it, that it's turned against impeachment. Secondly, is the amount of fundraising that the GOP has been able to do over the past month way out collecting money versus the DNC, so much so that those vulnerable Democrat representatives in the 31 districts that were Trump won are now begging for money from the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, because the GOP is running all kinds of ads against them about impeachment. Mm-hmm. But guess what? There's no answering volley because the DNC just doesn't have the money to do it.
Exactly.
Third thing you can look at is the president's approval ratings, which have kind of ticked up astonishingly during this period. But really, who would have thought that that would happen, right?
Right. Well, look at also the subtlety of the independent category, how that's growing. What is that telling me, Liz?
Independents have turned against it, but I was going to say the fourth thing, which is even perhaps more remarkable than all, is the stock market couldn't care less. The stock
exactly.
market keeps hitting new highs, even as all of this stuff, this drama in the Adam Schiff hearing room prevails. And, you know, guess what? Most people just don't care about this.
Well, and as you say, and I like what Representative Jim Jordan had tweeted out this morning, he says the evidence is overwhelming in favor of the president. He says Schiff's hearing showed that Ukraine never even announced or started any investigation into the Bidens, but they got a phone call, a meeting, and the aid.
Yeah. So I think what started out as an incomplete probe based on the whistleblower complaint, I think Nancy Pelosi never imagined that Trump would release the transcript of that call, which just immediately threw the whole thing into at least gray, right?
Right.
At least confusion. And there it basically remains. You have two very different reads of what happened. But what's astonishing, we've seen some cracks now in the impeachment wall. We've had a couple of Democrat representatives say, well, I'm not so sure I would really vote for impeachment based on what we've seen. Even Adam Schiff over the weekend talking to Jake Tapper was not 100% convinced they'd move to impeachment. As you point out, now it goes to the Judiciary Committee, where it is in the very unsteady hands of Jerry Nadler. Jerry Nadler, best known for holding the most embarrassing hearing ever featuring Robert Mueller, how he didn't know that Robert Mueller could barely tie his shoes, much less present a cogent argument against Donald Trump. I don't know.
Right.
But that is why Nancy Pelosi, in one of the worst decisions, in my view, of her political life, turned this over to Adam Schiff. What a horror show. Everyone on the right hates Adam Schiff because he was out there for 2 years with a dishonest narrative about Russia collusion. So she gives him the baton. He's flubbed it totally. But the reason she did was she was so horrified, I'm sure, by what a terrible job Jerry Nadler might do. So now he's next at bat, and honestly, buy me some more popcorn. I have to say I've been enjoying this all along.
Well, and imagine if it goes to the Senate, and if Mitch McConnell has the intestinal fortitude to put this out and to put Adam Schiff, you know, under oath in front of everybody and really gets down into the nitty-gritty and really wants to pursue the truth. This could be quite deleterious to the party.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think it already is hurting them. Again, the fundraising blitz by the GOP has been really quite impressive, and they are using that money, very targeted ads, attacking those people like Max Rose in one of the New York districts who's got a Republican challenger. It's a longtime Republican district, Staten Island. And he swept in 2018, and he might just sweep right out again because I think these districts are in unsteady hands. And you know what? Guess what? I think Trump also gets reelected on all this.
Right. Well, I like Charlie Kirk also tweeted out. He showed him an overall picture of the rally in Florida last night. He says, impeach this, right? I mean, and this is just one of another rally in the episode of one Donald J. Trump as he runs for reelection.
Well, and again, I would just encourage people to try and envision, for example, Mike Bloomberg holding that kind of event. It isn't going to happen.
Exactly.
Bloomberg is the driest raisin when it comes to actual...
Now leave it there. Liz Pink, thank you, Liz. 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An explosion at a Texas chemical plant forces evacuations and shatters windows 40 miles away overnight. At least three people now listed as injured. The number is expected to rise. This man says he lives nearby and kind of knew what it was when it happened.
Having lived around the refineries all these years, was that there had to have been an explosion.
It's Thanksgiving Travel Wednesday, and a heavy snowstorm has stranded over 1,000 travelers at Denver International Airport. There could be a replay today at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, as the storm will then dump snow across the Midwest, and a new storm is blowing in off the Pacific today. President Trump calling three service members accused or convicted of war crimes that he pardoned earlier this month great warriors, speaking about them at a campaign rally in Florida last night. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you need that for it. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, so great to have Liz Peek on with us. She is such a joy, and her insight and brilliance is excellent. Of course, Liz, the Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, you know, what she brings to bear on the conversation is always a blessing. You should follow her, and especially check out her insight on Michael Bloomberg that could indeed buy the Democratic primary. I mean, and as we discussed, I mean, he really made a major down payment in the midterms. I mean, think about it. It has been consistently reported that, but for Michael Bloomberg, Nancy Pelosi would not be, she would not be holding the gavel. She would not be the leader of the House because of all the money that he invested. I mean, basically, he bought up the elections and those seats and handed them to the Democrats. So can you say beholden? Indeed, they are. But what it all comes down to is, you know, can they in fact carry the day? We're going to be joining up with Jeff Cruera. Are we joined up with Jeff now?
He's coming.
Okay, I guess we're in the process of getting joined up with Jeff. Jeff, the show is live. We're simulcasting his show on our show on his show, and we're going to be talking about impeachment, how it is destroying Democrats. Are we connected, Jeff? Hey, buddy, how you doing? Hey, outstanding.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Bill.
Hey, to you and your family as well. I'm just excited about the season. The economy is robust. I mean, forget about what the mainstream media and the Democrats want to report. I mean, all their stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar used to call it. I mean, they're doing us no favors. But fortunately, the reality is people have a balance in their checkbook. Their 401ks is robust. The Wall Street could care less. You know, the street could care less about, you know, what's happening in the political circles with, you know, the impeachment hearings and all. It just keeps on rolling along.
You know, Bill, one way to look at it is just the numbers. Look at the number of people that watched the first day of the impeachment hearing, mm-hmm. sort of an anemic 13 million compared to the Kavanaugh hearing, compared right. to other hearings that have been held, even Jim Comey's testimony.
Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen. They couldn't even reach. Exactly. No, you're exactly right. The people have lost interest. It's one big yawn, and all the media can hope for is, hey, they've got newspapers to sell, and so they're trying to win the day with a headline. And I think that what's so frustrating for them, Jeff, at the end of the day, is you know who owns the headlines, and it's driving them crazy?
Donald Trump.
Exactly.
You know, because the media is dependent on Donald Trump. I mean, Bill, what is CNN going to do when Donald Trump leaves office? I think they're going to fold.
Well, actually, they've all but folded now. Look at the numbers. I mean, you are a national TV service, and you can't even get 500,000 listeners. I mean, look at you. At this point right now, you might as well run a bunch of Turner oldie but goodie movies on it.
Right. Forensic Files, 24/7.
Exactly. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah, it's really amazing, and the president just keeps rolling along. I mean, his rallies have been fired up, and just compare that to what the Democrats can do. They can't draw those kind of crowds. They don't have that kind of enthusiasm, and I know that the Democrats are worried about taking them on in 2020.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, that's why Al Green said, look, we can't win. We got to impeach this guy. There's no way. We got to take him out. There's no way we're going to be able to beat him at the ballot box. And look at how much momentum, like you said. You tell me what Democrat on this stage, what new entry Democrat, including Mike Bloomberg, could get anywhere close to the numbers in the audience that Donald Trump consistently draws. We haven't seen that since Barack Obama.
The only one who could would be Michelle Obama if she decides
yes.
to run.
Right.
And some are speculating that maybe she'll be forced into the race as the Democrats' only hope.
Mm-hmm. Well, at this point right now, as they continue to shuffle the cards and see what's working, what can gain traction, I mean, right now it's rather, it's rather stale between Biden and Warren and Buttigieg and, and Sanders. I mean, it's like, okay, so what, you know? And but the big thing is that, and I know what they're going to complain about, Jeff, and I can't blame them, is they're going to kind of, I'm talking about these presidential candidates, they're going to say, hey, what do you expect? You guys took all the oxygen out of the room.
Right.
You destroyed us with this impeachment drama thing that, so what? They could care less. I mean, we're having debates and people are, they've already endured 9 hours of this fiasco and they're not going to tune into the debate.
And they're not, Bill. The last Democrat debate had horrible numbers. Only 6.6 million watched it. It's the worst result for any of the debates as far as viewership. And you're right. I mean, people are, I think, overwhelmed with all the impeachment news, and the Democrat candidates aren't exciting the American people, and the numbers are really pathetic, and I think they're worried about all that. And one thing I think the Democrats could do to get some more viewers is to go after Joe Biden on the Hunter Biden thing, but they will not ask him about Hunter Biden, and none of the other candidates will bring it up.
No, they're not going to go there. And I like what you wrote in, his impeachment destroying the Democrats. I agree with you wholeheartedly, 100%, Jeff. I think that the Democrats are heading fast into an abyss, and they cannot help themselves. It's kind of, Jordan Peterson talked about this in his book, 12 Rules, is that this is a problem with ideology. Sometimes you can get so ideologically fixed that you really become stupid because your brain is fixed. You're not open for new ideas. It doesn't expand. It just stays honed in on something, and that limits your perspective. And this is what's happening to the Democratic Party. They are ideologically fixed, and they're becoming stupid in the process. I mean, they can't even answer basic questions anymore. All they know is every answer that they have for any problem is impeach Trump.
And here's it's a deal. I don't think the American people sent the Democrats to take control of Congress in D.C. to just impeach the president. I think they were thinking Democrats would maybe pursue an agenda, maybe try to help the American people, maybe try to get something done on infrastructure, on the opioid crisis, on the border, on maybe doing something about this trade deal, and a big fat zero, Bill.
Yeah, maybe they could fix the health care program that they messed up.
Right.
Would that be possible? Is that conceivable? I mean, you guys really turned our healthcare system on its head. We have been living through this nightmare because of what one party imposed on everybody. Thank you very much, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, the rest of the gang. And here we are living through this nightmare. But for John McCain, thank you very much. John McCain, for your thumb down vote. Here we are still struggling. A second term of Donald Trump, I believe, it will really convince even those Republicans, Jeff, that have been sitting on the side just saying, I don't know if I should really get fully behind. Well, look at, before the train, and you totally missed the train altogether, you need to get behind this president because he's making things happen. He's getting this country back on track, and he will probably go down. I agree with John Voight. He probably will go down as one of our greatest presidents.
And I think I'm so glad you brought up Obamacare. I mean, look at the track record of Barack Obama and all the failure. I mean, that was his signature program, and they promised it would save health care. And after all these years, it's been a disaster. And then compare that with 3 years of Donald Trump and the success that he's had with all the obstacles, Bill, that he's had to face. It's just been amazing. If he could have some cooperation from Congress, if we could send some people out there that would work with him, there's no telling what this president could get done for the American people.
Well, our GDP would be looking at 3, 4, maybe even 5%. We'd be well on our way. We'd have these trade issues. I mean, the USMCA would be signed. Japan's already said, hey, we're ready to go. European partners in the WTO have said, okay, we're ready to rewrite our trade agreements with you. And then what kind of pressure does that put on China at that point?
China would have to come to the table. And
without a doubt.
I think, then can you imagine if we get a deal with China that is fair for the American people, what kind of response we would have as far as the markets, as far as our economy? And, we've been getting taken advantage of by China, Bill, for many, many years. And this is the first president really to address this issue.
Well, and I agree with Donald Trump in this, and a lot of people are missing this point, Jeff. It's going to be great for the Chinese because when you have a level competitive playing field, human nature says, hey, bring it on. Let's go head to head. And you imagine the latent creativity and possibilities that are right there amongst the Chinese that are not being exercised and developed because, they've been gaming the system. Now you got to play fair. Look what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think it could be great for the world. I think it could be historic. And I think it could happen. I don't know if they're going to come to the table before the election, but
right.
I think it could be something that we'll see in the second term of Donald Trump as president.
Well, I'm right with you. Jeff, we got to leave it right there as always. We appreciate the time. An honor and a pleasure to be on your show.
You're the best. Thank you, and always the best
about
to you.
MediShare, they have questions, some good ones, like, what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
This is sponsored by the National Insurance Crime Bureau. In 2018, a motor vehicle was stolen every 42.2 seconds in the United States. Those thefts, when added together, resulted in a $6.3 billion loss. This level of theft has not been seen since 1967. Frank Scafidi, Public Affairs Director, National Insurance Crime Bureau, discusses tips to protect your vehicle.
Many thefts occur because owners forget to lock their cars or remove their keys or fobs, making it easy for thieves. Invest in a security device that is visible or audible, and consider installing a kill switch or fuel cutoff, because if your vehicle can't be started, it can't be stolen.
Lastly, invest in a tracking device that emits a signal to the police or to a monitoring station. Some systems employ telematics, which combine GPS and wireless technologies that will alert the owner if the vehicle has been moved and can be tracked via computer. To learn more safety tips, visit NICB.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Ready for a comeback, ladies and gentlemen? Hang in there, okay? Do not grow weary in doing good. And for some, you can't blame them. As in the case of David the Leiden, you heard us reporting on David and the situation. We've been trying to get him on, but we have his attorney on with us. And Tom Brekka will be here in just a moment. In a gross miscarriage of justice, to give you some background, a jury in San Francisco Federal District Court has cited with Planned Parenthood over pro-life citizen journalist David DeLeiden, awarding the abortion giant $1.4 million in damages on racketeering charges, $870,000 in punitive damages, and presumably millions of dollars in attorney's fees on top of that. And the verdict, of course, the worst-case scenario for DeLeiden, who spent 30 months leading an undercover investigation that captured video evidence of Planned Parenthood conspiring to illegally harvest and sell aborted baby body parts. With us right now is one of David's attorneys, Tom Brekka. Tom, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, this is astounding. I mean, we were in shock when we heard the news of this report. I mean, in shock in part that there's just you can't square this up with the idea of what we believe justice to be.
Well, the issue as framed by the judge, and by the way, he's a judge who pretty much helped to found a Planned Parenthood clinic in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We asked to have him recused, and he stubbornly refused, and we've got no relief in that regard. But from the get-go, he said this case is only about the tactics used by the defendants eliminating any proof about what they accomplished, the truth or falsehood of, the depiction of what's going on inside these Planned Parenthood and other clinics was ruled out of order. That's irrelevant. And the plaintiff's abortion lawyers successfully argued to the jury that our defenses were mere distractions. Follow the instructions Your Honor gave you, and the judge, in fact, ruled the First Amendment completely out of the case. He said they're simply not a defense to what the defendants are accused of doing in this case. So the deck was stacked, and, we were uphill all the way. We scored a lot of points. Planned Parenthood, by the way, stipulated that what was shown on the videos was true, that whatever words people spoke were, in fact, spoken by those people. And you recall, I'm sure your listeners remember, the infamous restaurant luncheon,
exactly,
eating salad, sipping wine, and talking about dismemberment of babies' bodies. It's just awful.
Right.
And when that one video was allowed to be played, others not. But that on that video, the abortionist Deborah Nicotola, who was their nationwide head of the abortion business, when she was talking about crushing above, crushing below, the targeted organs, which they wanted to harvest for money, one of the jurors put his face in his hands. So we had hopes that we could get somebody to take a moral stand on the jury, but after a few days, they relented and followed the judge's instructions,
right. Tom Brekka is our guest, president, founder of the Thomas More Society, the nonprofit public interest law firm. They are underwriting and spearheading David Dalyden's legal defense. Tom, where to from now? Where do we go from here?
Well, we're still in front of Judge Orrick. It's not over till it's over. And what he did was separate out one of the many counts in the complaint brought by Planned Parenthood and its affiliates, and that is an unfair competition complaint, as if these were businesses vying for a share of the commercial market. And we're to tell the judge in a few days if we're going to offer any more proof different than what's been offered before. And then he's going to decide if there's going to be another hearing. This will be to get an injunction, a decree, that may, if the plaintiffs prevail, bar David from releasing any more of his videos ever again. I mean, the stakes here are great. David says he's a citizen journalist. He investigates, finds things out, and publishes about them. Mm-hmm. That's what journalists do.
Exactly. And, oh, yes, by the way, the selling of baby parts, illegal still, right?
Absolutely illegal. And while the other side continues to insist that these are simply covering their expenses, then how do you justify their charging so much money, depending on the baby part involved? Is it a lung? Is it a
yes,
the soles of feet? It's just awful when you read these. They have menus that have been put out and circulated. So much money per organ. And on that awful luncheon video, you recall her comments like, liver is really big now. I mean, there's a lot of demand for that. Well, that's not covering your costs. Your costs are going to be the same,
yes,
and yet they want to charge by the product, by the item.
Yeah, and she talked about buying and driving around in an expensive car, sports car.
Well, that was the second video put out. This is back in 2000, how many years ago? 4 years ago.
Amazing.
Mary Gatter, the one of their senior abortionists in the Pasadena, California clinic in Southern California, she said, half jokingly, I'd like a Lamborghini. So you see, they were certainly talking about commercial value of what they...
Beyond covering expenses, to the point.
Yes, exactly. Worse than that, Bill, there is proof that we weren't allowed to put on the witnesses in this civil trial, but we did put them on. There was a preliminary hearing in felony felony court. You know, David and Sandra Merritt are charged with 15 felonies. Those charges are still alive. We're going back to San Francisco on the 6th of December to hear the judge's ruling as to whether they must submit to another jury trial. This will be a criminal trial.
Mm-hmm.
But at least he let the it was a non-jury hearing, but we have witnesses allowed to testify about babies being born alive and their body parts, their hearts, while still being harvested. Horrible stuff. That's infanticide. That's,
exactly. Well, Virginia, the governor of Virginia said, we're just offering them comfort care. I mean, this is where this is going. And meanwhile, abortionists are in a full-blown panic. And we had a situation here this week in Port St. Lucie, Florida, where I'm based out of half the time, where they had moved a facility into this small bedroom community from Stuart, Florida, to Port St. Lucie, and people came out in droves, and the city council felt like they could do nothing about it. They said, well, they're opening up as a medical facility. Well, yeah, but you know what they're going to do, and there were petitions like you cannot believe. Thousands were filled out by local churches and interest groups throughout the city to do what they could to keep Planned Parenthood out of the community. But it looks like they're going to go forward. The city council said there's nothing they can do about it. But of course, for them, you know, this is tax revenue, the way they look at it. But what they're bringing into the community is absolutely insidious.
Well, this has gotten to be their modus operandi, their MI, as the homicide investigators would say. They come in surreptitiously. They misrepresent what they're going to do with their construction project. They say that it's this or that, a medical facility or a nonprofit charity or whatever. And then maybe there is inside dope given to the officials involved, and there's always money available. It's a cash business. It's too bad. Lawyers ought to be looking at these things closely because they flout the zoning laws repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, Tom, at this point right now, you're still dealing with the Ninth Circuit. Is that where you're at right now with this?
Bill, it's the Northern District Court of California.
Okay.
Federal court. The state criminal case is brought by the Attorney General in state court. So it's a double-barreled attack on these folks. Not only do they want to bankrupt them and make them live under a bridge for the rest of their lives, but they're trying to put them in San Quentin Penitentiary. So our work is cut out for us. The judge ruled the First Amendment out of bounds, irrelevant.
Unbelievable.
That's the heart of a really good appeal we've got, and it's going to be, again, an uphill battle. But, you know, I got into this business by defending a racketeering case that took 28 years, three trips to the Supreme Court.
Well, God bless you.
After activists based in Chicago, and we're confident that we're going to prevail ultimately. Just sooner, I hope, than later.
Right. How's David doing? This has got to be tough on him.
He is definitely under a lot of stress and pressure, but he is resilient, extremely bright fellow, very able, determined, outspoken. He's not going to be deterred in the slightest.
Well, please pass on to him. I've been trying to get him on the show, and I understand why he cannot come on. But many of us are praying for him, that God's peace would surround him and be with him through this ordeal, because what your organization, the Thomas More Society, is doing, and your efforts, and everybody else on the team, and David, and those associated with his organization as well, you're fighting the good fight. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, and dealing with something as academic as a First Amendment right, this is amazing that this is where we are. But this is the 21st century America we live in, right, Tom?
Well, we've got to keep us on the rails.
Exactly.
We'll
Tom Brecker.
Destination, I hope.
Thank
we
you, Tom.
We all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all. all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter?